from the book of John, chapter number 20. John chapter 20. Let's start reading in verse number 10. This is resurrection morning that we're going to read about, where Jesus has risen from the dead. And the first Easter, and I know it's not Easter this morning, but I would like to pick up here about Mary Magdalene. Amen. John chapter 20, verse number 10. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. They say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Verse 16, Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master, the Hebrew word for master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. We thank you for your spirit that we have felt. We thank you, Lord, for everything that has been done up to this point. We pray that you help us, Lord. We pray that you touch us. We pray that your spirit would come and meet us, Lord, in this sanctuary this morning. Touch your people. I'm unworthy to stand before your people, Lord. I'm fully aware of my inability, God, but I know that your grace and your anointing can touch us in a way that we'll never be the same after we hear your word preached this morning. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. This is very familiar scripture to us. Jesus saith unto her one word. He calls her by name. That was her name, Mary. Jesus has cast seven devils out of this lady. He has transformed her life in a way that no one else ever could. She had followed the Lord. She had ministered to the Lord. Amen. And she comes to the garden and the tomb is empty. The stone is rolled away. The body of the Lord is not there on that resurrection morning. Jesus is alive. I want to preach this morning on, amen, Master, or Rabboni, this Hebrew word, which is to say Master. This, what Mary said to him, amen, the only reply that she gave to him that is written down in the scripture, there was not a long conversation that took place. You know, so many times we think, if I could see the Lord, I would ask him a million things. If I could see him, if I could get a hold of him, I would ask him so many things. But I believe the Lord is so wonderful to us, amen, that we might not say quite as much as we planned. We might just simply, amen, say Master. Because all of her questions was already answered. Hallelujah.
The Lord has the power to answer it all in a moment. He answered all of her questions with one word, and that was calling her by name. Hallelujah. Now, I know that the Lord knows all things this morning, but they sang that song. Amen. We'll understand it better by and by. Here we're often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. I don't remember all the words. Rolling clouds and howling tempest all succeed a bright sunshine. But in that land of better day, when the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. I'm glad that the Lord lets us, you know, understand some here, but most of all, the Lord gives us hope that there will come a better day. Hallelujah. I want to preach about two things from this story. The Bible says that the woman saith unto the angel, they have taken away my Lord, and I know not. The angel says to Mary, why are you weeping? She says, they take away my Lord, and I know not. Really, what she's saying, I'm weeping because I don't know. I'm weeping because I don't understand. I know not. Woman, why are you weeping? The angel said, they say unto her in verse 13, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because I know not where they have laid him. They have taken away my Lord. She turned herself back and saw Jesus and knew not. Amen. She had great sorrow in her heart because of the knowledge that was withheld her. Simply because of the things that she did not know, her heart was full of sorrow. Verse 15, Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She did not know that this was Jesus. In our Bible, it is written in red. And the Bible says that Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? You may still have your Bible open there. If not, verse 15, still in red, Jesus says to her. The angel asked her, she says, because I know not. Amen. Verse 15 tells us that Jesus asked her, woman, why are you weeping? Hallelujah. She supposed him to be a gardener. And she says, sir, tell me. Just tell me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell me. This was a prayer of hers to the Lord. Amen. Tell me where you've laid him. Just tell me. I believe that the Lord has us in his house this morning. Amen. And they may be questions. I know not. Things that we don't know. I didn't come to answer our questions this morning. Jesus didn't answer all of Mary's questions. He just called her by name. The Lord doesn't always explain everything to us, but I can guarantee you that he does want a personal relationship and a connection and an intimate with us. Hallelujah. Like never before. Mary. All the questions was answered with just him calling her name. They wrote a song, and I believe the children even sing it sometimes, that he knows my name. Amen. The Lord knows our name this morning. I thank the Lord that he's blessed me to be a part of, you know, chaplain work down at Bradshaw State Jail for several years. You know, there's nearly 2,000 inmates in that prison. And they come and go. And there have been a few of them that I've seen come and then come back again. And then one guy, he was there three times. And I told him, I said, man, you really love me, don't you? You want to come see me here? I said, why don't you just come see me at church? But anyways, that's, you know, something different. But there in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, there's three different identities to an individual. Some of y'all may know this already. You may know it firsthand. But anyways, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice knows them by a number. Don't call out your number this morning, but I mean, they can call out that number and they know their number. And to me, I mean, it looks just like just numbers. And I'll go through that list and I'll have to hold my finger on it or draw a line over. You know, but there's a number that the state of Texas and the Criminal Justice Department knows that individual by their number. They also have a house, is what they would call it, there at our prison, or at Bradshaw, and they've got several dorms, and in each dorm they have what they call a pod, and then in that pod they'll have 63 houses. Well, it's not like your house, and you don't want it to be your house. It's about, you know, just a little bitty square, and some of y'all are smiling because y'all know what I'm talking about. But the Bradshaw knows them by their house, and when they come out of there, those officers will say, "What's your house?" And so they're writing down their house, because that's, you know, it might be G141 or A249, amen, or something like that. But that's, they identify them by their house. But you know what? They have another identity that the Texas Department of Criminal Justice may know, but they really don't care. That the prison system may know, but they really don't care. But there's a mama or a daddy or a husband or not a husband, I hope, but a wife, because it's all men prison. But there's a family member somewhere, a son or daughter, that knows them by their name. It's John or Billy or William or Frank or Jody or Mike. Or Sam, you know. I mean, they have a name. There's three different identities, but the state of Texas don't care what their name is. They probably got, you know, 1,000 Johns. They've got even some of them by the same first and last name. They go by the number. But you know what? God knows their name. Not only does He know our name, He knows our house. Not only does He know our house, He knows our number. But I'm not talking about TDC number. I'm talking about the number of hairs that's on our head. That's how personal God is to us. He knows all about us. And He turns to Mary and He says, Mary. He called her by name. You know that the Lord knows your name. I remember one time, I'm thinking this morning, it just came to my mind. I remember one time that I was in Virginia, and for some reason, we had went up there, and this was years ago. I was up there at Bethany's mom and dad's. We had just got married, and we didn't live there. We lived in Missouri. We didn't even have a cell phone. Of course, you know, that was 15 years ago, 14 years ago. And so, I mean, the cell phones were just kind of, getting out, and everybody didn't have a cell phone, you know, then. So we didn't have a cell phone. And I remember, amen, that I was in that house, and my dad called me on that home phone, their home phone, and told me, said a preacher, and it was in a faraway state, thousands of miles from there, said this preacher is trying to get a hold of you. And he got up, and so I called him, and he told me some things that he felt like that, you know, that God had dealt with him about me and in my life, and it was true, it was right on. Amen. And there was no way that, I mean, how the connection happened, you know, I was in the house. The phone rang, my dad called, he, you know, all this connection. But you know, God knows, I know we live in a day and hour where, I mean, if we don't get a return text message in 5 minutes, you know, what's going on. But, I mean, God knows our name, and He knows everything about us. No matter where we're at or what's going on, Mary is so distraught because of her lack of knowledge. I want to preach to you this morning and not just stumble around. I remember another time when we was in vacation in Maine, and we had went up there. This is several years ago. We went up there, and I was in a cabin on a lake. We had been swimming and fishing. And I remember I'd come into that cabin that night, and me and Sister Bethany was praying. I'll never forget this. I was thousands of miles from here. Of course, I did have my cell phone, and I got a call from a foreign country, and this was a preacher's wife in a foreign country that answered. It was hours different in this foreign country. I'm in Maine. I'm not home. I hadn't called them. I picked up the phone, this, you know, out of country number, this international number, didn't know who it was, answered it, and this broken English on the other line is this woman in a far land. Amen. It's night in America. It's day there. And she's telling me, God told me to call you and tell you certain things. And it wasn't, you know, some great prophecy or nothing. It was just some encouragement. But it just, I've never forgot it. I never will forgot it. I'm thinking about it this morning. It encourages me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because he knows my name. He knows my struggles. When he turned and said to Mary, amen, he answered every question that she had. And the only thing, amen, she had a book full of written out. If she's like us, she had a book full, a notebook full of written out things that she wanted answers from the Lord. Why this? Why that? Why this? But she only had one reply, and that's Master, Rabboni. This Hebrew word for master. And I believe if the Lord could call us by name this morning, all of our questions would be answered. Hallelujah. Let's look at this very carefully. Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not. The weeping was because she did not understand. Amen. Many things in life we don't understand. We never will understand. I thank the Lord, amen, that he does help us to believe in him and trust in him, amen, in a way, amen, that gives us hope. But there are so many unanswered questions. No doubt today we are here with unanswered questions in our hearts. Hallelujah. And the Lord cares about those unanswered questions. God cares about that weeping. The Bible says, this is the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20 and verse 22, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there." The Apostle Paul is talking to this church at Ephesus. Amen. The elders of the church are there, and they was very close to him. He had birthed them in the gospel. Amen. And here they was. Amen. He had laid their hands on them and asked them, before he laid their hands on them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They said, "We didn't even know if there was such a thing as the Holy Ghost." And Paul had laid his hands on them, and they had received the Holy Ghost. He had written letters to them. He had talked to them. He had won them to the Lord. He had blessed them. He tells them, he said, "Listen to me, y'all." He said, "I'm going to Jerusalem, bound in my spirit, not knowing the things that befall me there." Hallelujah. When Jesus was washing his disciples' feet in John chapter number 13, he comes to Peter, and Peter said, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Hallelujah. He tells Peter, "You don't understand what I'm doing." Brother and sister, I'm telling you right now, amen, many times we don't understand the Lord. Many times we don't understand what God is doing. Many times we don't understand why he does it. He comes to Peter, and Peter questions the Lord, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus said unto him, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Amen. Peter saith unto him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus said, "If I don't wash your feet, amen, you don't have no part with me." Brother and sister, let us never let our misunderstanding from God push him away from access in our life. Let us never, because we don't understand why God lets something happen, let it never cause us to say, "You're not going to wash my feet, amen, because I don't understand what you're doing." Amen. Listen, Jesus said, "What I do." He's still in control even when we don't understand. Peter, you don't know why I'm washing your feet. Amen. But don't ever forget that who I am. I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. I am the Messiah. Hallelujah. And he said, "You don't understand what I do now." But he also said, "But thou shalt know hereafter." There'll come a day, Peter, when you'll know why I washed your feet. And brother and sister, there'll come a day when we'll understand our trials. There'll come a day when we understand why God did it the way he did. Amen. There'll come a day when we'll understand, hallelujah, you, hereafter, God holds knowledge back. Here we see through a glass darkly. Amen. It's like looking through the darkest tinted window you can ever imagine. You know, they got these tints on windows, and I know sometimes, amen, I think they have it where you're not supposed to tint it so dark. Amen. But I mean, some of these young people, they like that tint. I mean, where it's, you know, I guess they have to run their headlights all the time just to see. But, you know, amen, it's like looking in there. You can't even see in that car because that tint is so dark. You might can make out a figure in there. You might can see a little light in there. And that's the way it is in this life. We're like looking through a dark glass. And we try so hard to see, and every once in a while we'll make out a figure or we'll see something in there just briefly. But I want to tell you something, brother and sister. Jesus said, thou shalt know hereafter. Amen. And friend, if you don't understand your situation in your life, there will come a day that a fuller revelation will come. There'll come a day when God will take them, amen, roll the mist away, like the song says. We'll understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that we may struggle sometimes. A brother told me, amen, this morning, he said, I didn't understand, amen, why God did exactly the way he did. Amen. But I'm telling you, God knows what he's doing. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. He's the one that's in control of everything in our life. And I long to put my hand in his. Amen. Mary says to the angel, the reason that I'm weeping is because I know not. Jesus is hanging on the cross and he cries out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is a Hebrew. He's speaking in old Hebrew. Amen. Which was not necessarily the common language of that day, even though they did teach it. And all of those Jewish boys would learn that Hebrew language, but it was not, amen, the language. You notice that, amen, that when Pilate put over the cross, amen, he put it in, amen, was it three different languages he put it in? Amen, the Romans was there, amen, the Jews was there, amen, but I don't want to get into that. But he cries out in Hebrew, this word lama means why, just simply why. Amen, why hast thou forsaken me? Hallelujah, my friend, amen. Somebody said, it's not, you can't ask God why. Amen, you know, Jesus asked God why on the cross. He said, why? Amen. That word simply means why. But you know what? Before he said why, he said, my God, my God. Amen. And when we ask who he is, amen, he might not have understood exactly why it happened, but he wasn't doubting that God was in control. Brother and sister, there's been many a times, amen, that people didn't understand God and why God did certain things, and it caused them to doubt who he was. But Jesus was hanging on the cross, with the greatest why that has ever been asked, and was asked by the greatest person that ever lived in the flesh. Amen. But he still said, I may not know why, but I know who my God is. And when we don't know why, we still have to have faith in God. My God, my God. Amen, brother and sister. The Lord is telling us this morning, we'll understand it better by and by. There'll come a day when the mist has rolled away. There'll come a day when all sorrow's gone. There'll come a day when peace will reign and flow like a river through our hearts. And all of our questions on that day will not even matter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mary says, I know not. The angel asked her, why are you weeping? An angel asked her, why are you weeping? Because I don't know. Hallelujah. Jesus says, woman, why weepest thou? This is my last point this morning. She says unto him, Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me. I'm preaching this morning on Master. Amen. But for just a little while, if I could preach to us on tell me. Hallelujah. Tell me. Hallelujah. Just tell me. Glory to God. You know, this prayer of hers, she didn't know it was the Lord. Amen. But the Lord answered her with an answer. Her name, He called her by name. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that we can cry out to God. She got to the place where she needed to be. Tell me. Amen. It's time for us to fall on our knees before God. Amen. And give all of our frustrations to Him. Hallelujah. You know, we get frustrated in this life. Things is out of our control. Amen. But you know what the song says? Amen. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus alone. Hallelujah. I praise God for the service this morning. I praise God for the opportunity that we can come to the house of God. Amen. But the Lord is present and He wants us to tell Him. Amen. If I can find this song right there real quick, I don't know. Amen. I know it's in the song book. Amen. I want to just read you a few words out of this song and then we'll move on. Praise God, this wasn't in my notes. Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Verse number 2, do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that to man's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Man, I like this song, don't y'all? Amen. She tells the Lord, if you have taken him away, tell me. Amen. Verse number 3, do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Do you fear what could be in tomorrow? Somebody wrote the song and said, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Amen. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Amen. Verse number 4, are you troubled at the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. For Christ's coming kingdom, are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus alone. Amen. Oh, she told him. Amen. Woman, why are you weeping? Would you talk to me, Mary? Would you tell me what's bothering you? Brother and sister, this morning, it's time for us to go to the throne. Amen. Boldly. And say, I just need some time alone with my Master. The disciples was gone. Nobody else was there. Hallelujah. Amen. And he met her need. Tell it to Jesus, the song says. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to pray to God with our frustrations. Amen. It's time to fall on our knees before God and say, God, I've got a question. Amen. It's not going to change what I think about you. You're still my God. But would you just tell me where you've taken him? Amen. Would you just tell me what's wrong here, Lord? Amen. Tell it to Jesus. Amen. And he saith unto her, Mary. Amen. You know the Apostle Paul. Amen. He had revelations. He was a man of God. Many times we say, I don't want to bother the Lord with my little things. But the Apostle Paul said, I had a thorn in the flesh. And he said, I besought the Lord once, no, twice, no, three times. Listen, the Lord loves it when we keep on coming back to him. The Lord loves it when we keep on praying. The Lord loves it when we bring our frustrations to Him. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Corinthians that the Apostle Paul said, I besought the Lord thrice. Three times. Here was this great man of God. You listen to me. He goes to the Lord and says, Lord, take this thorn away from me. Silence. No answer.
He goes back to the Lord the second time. Lord, let it depart from me, is what the Bible says. Silence. No answer.
The third time he says, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me.
Hallelujah. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Hallelujah. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God's got enough grace to carry us through. Do you believe that? God's got enough grace to help us through every trial. Amen. Hallelujah. In Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 9, I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Mary, hallelujah. Where have you laid him? Mary, hallelujah. It's not like you think it is, Mary. I'm not dead, I'm alive. Amen, hallelujah. And I want to show myself to you. Amen. I know you got so many misunderstandings. I know you got so many questions. But the Bible said the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. If God gave us a promise, he will come through for us. He will carry us through to the end. He will take us all the way to heaven. Amen. Rabboni, Master, you're still my God. You're still the Savior. I thought you was dead, but I know that you're alive. Listen, God's not dead. He's still alive. Amen. We may not understand, but he's still the healer. We may not understand, but he's still the miracle worker. We may not understand, but he's still the Savior, and he's still my God, and I'm going to believe in him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know not. Tell me. Tell me. We got to take our needs to God. We got to go in prayer. Kneel down and say, God, this is what is bothering me. And I need you to help me. I need you to touch me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rabboni. Master. Mary. The only thing I got to say, Mary, is don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm not yet went to the Father. Touch me not. But I want you to go and tell my brethren. Hallelujah. Go tell them. Hallelujah. That I'm going to ascend unto my Father and unto your Father. I'm going to ascend unto my God and unto your God. Glory to God. Hallelujah for his grace today. Hallelujah for the goodness of God and the mercy of God. Then that can open our understanding. Hallelujah. In a way. Thank you, Jesus. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it better. Oh, by and by. Glory to God. Woo! Farther along, we'll know all about it. Hallelujah. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it better.
by and by. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's coming a day. Thank God when all the clouds will roll away. Oh, the land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of the unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a hole where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I've got a book full of questions that I'm going to ask the Lord when I get there. But I got a feeling they won't one of them be asked. But I know every one of them will be answered. She didn't ask one poor question, but every question was answered. Amen. And all she had to say was, Master. Woo! She didn't ask one of her 10,000 questions. But there was not one of her 10,000 questions that was not answered. Woo! Every question was answered. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Can y'all say that with me this morning? Jesus is alive. Woo! Come on, say it. Jesus is alive. Tell the devil, hallelujah, Jesus is alive. And if you can listen real close, Mary, you can hear some keys are rattling. It's the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And now it's, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's alive. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He is the Bonai. He is the Master. Nothing changed. He defeated the devil. He defeated sin so we can live forever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, bless us, Lord, today.
Hallelujah, church. Let the Lord help us today. Rabboni, wait just a minute, Mary. Where's that notebook of all those questions? Woo! Hallelujah. It's right here. The same place it always was. Hallelujah. Why didn't you ask him? I didn't have to. He already answered them. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's a calling our name this morning. Hallelujah. I said the Lord's a calling our name. He knows our name. He knows our name. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Hallelujah. And ordained thee to be a prophet. Glory to God. God knew you before you was ever born. Hallelujah. And the whole time you was out of sinning and a drugging and drinking and carrying on, God knew, that's my child. Hallelujah. Woo! I know y'all heard the story about the little boy who made that boat. Hey man, he took pride in that boat. He made that boat and painted it. Hallelujah. Used that kit and put it all together himself. He was down at the little stream floating it. He got sidetracked and it got away from him. Oh, hallelujah. I'm done. Sister Bethany can come home. Amen. That little boat got away from him. Oh, God, help us today. Amen. And he lost his little boat. Some time goes by. Hallelujah. He's in town and he looks through the window. There was his little boat. He knew. He said, that's my boat. I painted it. Sir, can I look at it? Yes, sir. He said, sir, this is my boat. I painted it. I built it. This is my boat. The man said, it might be your boat. He said, but it's mine now. You may have built it, but it's mine now. And if you want it, you'll have to buy it. He said, how much? He said, $5. He went and mowed lawns. He went and cleaned and done what he could. He came back sometime later with the $5. He pulled out the $5 and he said, sir, I want my boat back. He paid him $5. And when he turned, he heard him say, now you're twice mine. I made you and I bought you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I'm twice the Lord. He made me in his image. Amen. But the streams of sin took me way far away. But he made us just the way we are. He gave us our personality. He gave us our, amen, burdens. He gave us our desires. And sin carried us far away. But he came one day on Calvary. And he said, that's my child. And the devil said, he may be yours. You may have made him. But he's mine now. He said, what will it take? He said, give me your life and your blood. And he died on Calvary. Glory to God. And that woman Mary, who he cast seven devils out of, we heard him say, now you're twice mine. I made you and I bought you.
Glory to God.
Stand together with me this morning.
Let the Lord to speak to our hearts. I know there's those here today
who's grieving and hurting. Not understanding.
Here today that's faced situations in your life that you know God could have done it different. You know God could have kept it from happening. God could have changed it, but he chose not to.
Listen, he's just got one thing for you this morning.
He's calling you by name.
Sam, come closer to me.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving? Tell it to Jesus, oh, oh, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, he is a friend that's well known, you've no other, such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you seen that to man's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Oh, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known.
Hallelujah.
You've no other, such a friend.
Hallelujah.
Tell it to Jesus alone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus. Oh.
Hallelujah. We'll take time for prayer this morning. Hallelujah. And these altars for the prayer that I like to pray. If you'd like special prayer this morning, we'll take time for that also.